Okay, here we are on Tuesday evening with A440. My name is Bethany. Welcome to the program. And this first bit, we'll say, clearly, is of the fast and ferocious domain. I would actually kind of call it fast and furious, but as you may know, that whole thing has been franchised. So we're just gonna call it Fast and Ferocious. But I have a request, if you would like to. And that is, looking for words. Like, what are the words that come to mind as you listen? So is it, like, boisterous or crazy? Whatever you might think. Because it gets like where you want to get your thesaurus out to find the right word. And of course the music speaks for itself. We might not even need to do this, but I'm just kind of thinking, hey, you're out there, you're listening. If you have access to, if you're listening on the app, or if you're on your kind of device, whatever that may be, and you feel like offering some language up to us here at A440, please do. If you are driving, this is not a task for you. Except if you comment later. So how do you do this? You go to wfmu.org. You will see the thing that says this is A440, and you'll see what also is playing at the time. Our little Accu playlist. And then you can go to playlist and comments, and you can sign in. If you are part of our Friendship Society, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't yet, check us out. And yeah, you can hear some facets of that are interesting. You can star a piece of music that you enjoy and then go back to it so you can find it sometime. And as you may or may not know, every single program on WFMU is archived and available for listening way in the future. And every show I've done since 2001 is there. I've been approaching, I may have hit it, 2,000 hours of airtime here at FMU, which pleases me beyond all pleasure-ness. Love it. Happy to have been in the studio for so long and bring music out into the listening world. So Fast and Ferocious, we started with Samuel Barber and the third movement of the Concerto for Violin, Opus 14. It's marked Presto from 1944. Barber wrote the first two movements long before he finished the third, and there's kind of a saga from the person who commissioned the piece about not liking that. So third one is a little bit separate. In fact, the person commissioning it said, let's just play one and two, and we'll perform movement three later. And Barber didn't want to have that, so eventually it was all put together. And yeah, World War II kind of got in the mix too. He moved from Switzerland to other places, but it was completed in 1944. We listened to Gil Shaham on violin and the London Symphony Orchestra in that performance. And followed that by a handful of the 12 American Preludes, Opus 12 of Alberto Ginastera, Fernando Vianney on piano, and those are also all kind of fast, ferocious, though not all in that set are. So I will update. Many of them were just 30 seconds long, but there are there's like an homage to a number of composers in there, including Aaron Copland, who we will hear from later. Aaron Copland and Villalobos, I think we played both of those. And a few other of the preludes are featuring a musical component. So number one was with a lot of accents, and that's going to come back as a theme in the show too. And then another one I played was featuring kind of the octave in terms of the prelude and how it was going on. So thanks for joining. My name is Bethany, and I am here with A440, a romp with much reverent, but maybe programmed irreverently. Pretend I said that very fluently. And we'll continue now with a little more in this domain of moving quite along. And what we're going to listen to is a wonderful piece, set of pieces. So, well, it's three performances because the study for piano was written with three things in mind. Written as is, and then changing the dynamics from forte to piano and doing it backwards. So it really was a study, may not have been written to be performed, but here we go with Ruth Crawford Seeger and the pianist Jenny Lynn. These were written in 1930, so we'll have three performances of this short piece. And I will also send a link if you're just curious, because it goes fast, to see how it is written. The 16th note is written at 400 to 500 beats per minute, but that's a quarter note of 100 to 125. But I have never in my life seen it marked like 16th note equals 4 to 500. That stands out in terms of tempo marking. So thanks to American composer Ruth Crawford Seeger, born in Ohio, by the way. So let's get right to that, and thanks again for tuning in. You can always send me a note if you'd like to. There's a comment and playlist page, but my email address is bethany@wfmu.org.
Thank you.
That was music of Aaron Copland, which I typed in incorrectly. In fact, I think I meant it. I read it, music for thrashing machines, not realizing it was threshing machines, of course. Aaron Copland. So that was a lot different than what we think of Aaron Copland and his expansive, I don't know, you know, Appalachian Spring. Fanfare for the Common Man. All that nice open chord stuff. So there's music for movies by Aaron Copland. London Sinfonietta, conducted by Elgar Howarth. And then the piano study in mixed accents. Three performances by Jenny Lynn, which vary in terms of the dynamics. And yes, I posted what is a public domain version of the score of that piece. So you can experiment by listening to it and doing your best to follow. but you will see the tempo marking, which something I had never seen before that made my eyes just kind of like blink a few times, which is the 16th note was 400 to 500. And that would make sense in any piece that was marked quarter note equals 120, 100 to 120. But that was just kind of like the shock value was pretty there. So meant to be pretty fast. And I also enjoyed the idea of music with mixed accents, like and the idea of an accent, the way you may speak being in a different part of your country, and then also the percussive value of a series of notes that you would accent this or that. Oh goodness, and then there's also like the accents that you put in your decoration of things. Ah, lots of ways to go with that word. And I've been asking a little bit of if you want to chime in today on A440 in the playlist and comments page with some language as you're listening to, if there's a word that comes to mind as you're thinking about it. That's the task. I'll put it in the comments too. I suggested there was one and then I didn't write it out explicitly. But the idea is as you're hearing something, there's a particular word that comes to mind. And go ahead and free associate. We're not, there, it's not a test. Have fun, as we do here on Freeform Radio. And I don't mean to change everything up yet, but the way that I devised the program tonight was to have this really, what was going on, fast and ferocious kind of all the notes you can fit in a few minutes, and then some more plaintive, quiet music in the middle. And so I will stick with that. Even though I think I like, could keep the momentum going. I got a choice to make here in 2 seconds, which is either to keep up with the fast stuff and then play. No. We're gonna take the moment to contemplate, spread out, listen closely, and then we'll gear it up towards the end. So up next is a beautiful piece written for cello and orchestra by Krzysztof Penderecki. And there's three movements entitled Largo, and this is Largo Adagio. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. So take a listen there. And we will also hear that other quiet side of Aaron Copland, in fact, the piece entitled Quiet City. All in that set to come. This is A440 on WFMU. My name is Bethany with you on Tuesday evenings from 8 to 9 p.m. And hey, seeing as in 1 week it's Valentine's Day, would you like a Valentine? I haven't sent out Valentines forever, and that was one of my favorite things in growing up in grade school, was make that little box for Valentines and share them with your classmates. And I'm curious for anyone out there, any parents who have grade school children, do they still do that? Is that a thing still? I guess I haven't looked around. I don't know, like, where do we used to get those? Pretty much like the the drugstore type places where you would just get your box of them. Hallmark, maybe, if you were upscale. I could always find them at places like Target. But is that, if I'm just curious, does that still happen in this age, or is it all kind of just like sending people digital Valentine's? So I want to send you an analog Valentine, and I've got special FMU postcards for that, different than the ones I have sent out before. But they are FMU, and they will be tailored for Valentine's Day. So all you need to do, if you would like to get one, is send me a message directly. Send me an email with your mailing address. And my email is Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, at WFMU.org. Let me know where to send it, and it will be on its way. And hopefully it does reach you by next Tuesday, depending on where you are. And I have like a whole treasure chest of stamps, so even if you're abroad, I'm happy to send you something. So fun. Okay. So a very WFMU Valentine's Day, send something out to you. Analog, like the old days. Again, just send me an email. It's Bethany at WFMU.org. We'll get that in the mail. Okay. So since this next bit is quiet, you can take a moment to send me those emails, and I will pleasantly sit down and send those out to you. Post office is kind of still, despite how crazy awful those places can be, it's still one of my favorite places. God, love it. Okay, this is Penderecki, Largo Adagio. Send me your mailing address, and I'll send a Valentine out to you. A special WFMU Valentine.
Thank you.
This is A440 on WFMU. Gorgeous, gorgeous piece by composer David Lang. Performed by the Zofo Duet, and that's for piano four hands, Eva Maria Zimmerman and Keisuke Nagagoshi. This is called Gravity from 2005. And the album is Zoforbit, a space oddity. This piece was written for piano four hands, but some of the others are transcriptions by the group of, say, Holst's The Planets and some other things that may recall 2001, A Space Oddity. And we have coming up, we're going to get back into our quick step stuff as we venture towards the end. We will begin with Sergei Prokofiev, and this is the composer playing the piece. It is his Toccata in D minor, Opus 11. And then we will delve into some Debussy and Messiaen works for violin and piano. So I'll mention quickly again, Valentine's Day around the corner. If you want to receive something, I've got a special FMU analog Valentine that can reach your mailbox if you send an email to me, Bethany, at WFMU. That's Bethany at WFMU. So this is Prokofiev playing his own work, Toccata in D minor, Opus 11.
Thank you.
We close tonight's program with the theme and variations for violin and piano by Olivier Messiaen, performed by Gidon Kremer and Martha Argerich. And before that, Claude Debussy with the sonata for cello and piano with Misha Majewski on cello and Martha again on piano. And that is from a 12-CD set on Deutsche Grammophon of the complete duo recordings of Majewski and Kremer. With Martha Argerich. Absolutely phenomenal. And we began that last set with Prokofiev performing his own toccata in D minor, Opus 11, written in 1912. I'm not sure when it was recorded, but you got kind of that scratchy studio sound that we tend to love so much. And I'll be back next week, Valentine's Day, if you want a FMU Valentine delivered to your office or residence or P.O. box, just email me that address. It's bethany@wfmu.org. And stay tuned for Irene Trudell with vocalist Alani. She's upstairs in the live room. And as always, here we are, 91.1 FM, which is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at wfmu.org. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with A440 next week.